AI Daily Briefing, Friday, May 22nd, 2026. Episode, General AI News. I'm harmful to skin up to the pinch.
I don't want to play. Do you die, Chief? I'm lucky. I'm email it in yours.
AI Daily Briefing for Friday, May 22nd. Three major threads today. OpenAI cracks an 80-year-old math problem. Cohere drops a massive open-source multimodal model, and the AI job market hits a brutal milestone. Let's start with the headline that'll be taught in textbooks. OpenAI researchers used AI to solve the Erdős planar unit distance problem, a conjecture that stood unsolved since 1946. This is pure mathematics, not code generation. The model didn't just assist a human. It contributed genuinely new mathematical insight that had eluded the best minds for nearly eight decades. The paper went straight to number one on Hacker News. It's being called one of the most significant AI for science breakthroughs yet. It's the kind of result that shifts the conversation from AI as a tool to AI as a collaborator in fundamental research. Speaking of new models, Cohere just launched Command A+, their most powerful open source model yet. It's a 20 billion parameter mixture of experts architecture, but, crucially, only 25 billion parameters are active per token. That means it's efficient enough to run on just two H100s. It's multimodal, handling both text and image inputs, supports 48 languages, and ships under the permissive Apache 2.0 license. Cohere is explicitly targeting sovereign AI and regulated industries that need models running on private infrastructure. Open source model releases are now not just matching closed APIs, they're being designed from the ground up for self-hosted deployment. On the business side, OpenAI Codex got a significant usability boost on macOS. The new AppShots feature lets you press Command-Command to instantly attach a screenshot plus text from any app window into a coding thread. There's also a new annotation editor, the /goal command enabled by default, and shareable plugins. It's a clear push to make the terminal-based AI assistant more approachable for non-terminal workflows. The job market numbers are sobering. In just the first 5 months of 2026, nearly 100,000 IT employees at major global firms have been laid off as AI automates traditional roles. This isn't just startups trimming fat. JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon publicly confirmed they're cutting traditional banking roles while hiring AI specialists. Intuit is laying off 3,000 people, 17% of its workforce, to refocus on AI. Telangana's chief minister in India is now telling young people to pursue blue-collar careers that are harder to automate. These are structural shifts, not cyclical ones. In policy news, Tamil Nadu became one of the first Indian states to launch a dedicated AI ministry. The U.S. is also moving. A proposed AI executive order framework would require developers to share powerful models with the government 90 days before public release, though it's described as voluntary. And in an interesting cultural moment, the Vatican released its first official AI doctrine. Quick roundup. Hugging Face open-sourced a DNA model that matches models twice its size, big for genomics. 11 Labs licensed 200,000 human-voiced audiobooks for its 11-reader app at $11 a month. Spotify is launching AI-generated remixes as a paid premium add-on, with artist opt-out and royalties. Anchor released earbuds with a custom on-device AI chip for noise reduction. And Google rolled out Gemini 3.5 Flash alongside new agentic features for business tools. That's your briefing for May 22nd. AI is proving theorems, reshaping labor markets, and governments are scrambling to keep up. I'll be back tomorrow. This has been your AI Daily Briefing.